In 1936, the University of Washington rowing team went to the Olympics in Nazi-occupied Berlin, and against all odds, they beat everyone, including the champion German team. That story became a best-selling book by Daniel James Brown called The Boys in the Boat. But within that underdog story is another story, the story of UW rowing team member Joe Rance. Rance's daughter, Judy Willman, thought that her father's difficult childhood and his eventual triumph at the 1936 Olympics made for its own amazing story, and she brought it to that author, Daniel James Brown, who agreed with her. KUOW's Marcy Silman asked Judy to describe her father's childhood in one word. Judy had to think about that for a second.
Discarded. His mother died when he was less than four. And his father just sort of lost it. Eventually, his father remarried. And I don't know what was going on with that dynamic, but it was like with his father, it was like he had no more will to do anything. And with the stepmother, she never did take to dad. He was a constant reminder of the first marriage. And so there were a number of times where he was banished or kicked out or, you know, sent somewhere else. But when he was 15, he came home from school one day and they had the car packed. The stepmother had basically said, I'm leaving and I'm taking the kids to my grandfather. And you can stay or come as you like, but Joe can't come. And so they left.
The story is amazing, as Dan Brown tells it in the book. And what's even more amazing, I think, is coming from the kind of background and being discarded the way your father was. It's amazing that he ended up at the University of Washington at all, much less on a champion rowing team, much less winning a gold medal. Are you surprised at all that he was able to accomplish all this?
I am at this point. I think when I, as a child, and when I started seriously looking into a lot of this, it was just his life, you know, and I knew which direction it had gone. So it didn't really surprise me exactly. But when we started really getting into it, the fact that he could, you know, in those days, it was not really expected that you go to school beyond eighth grade. For him, as someone who was on his own and having to survive on his own, to make the decision to finish high school, first of all, that was really an amazing decision. And I did not realize until we started putting all the pieces together exactly how impressive the Olympic story was and how intense Dad's story was.
Judy, you talked about that adjective to describe your dad's childhood, discarded. Then he got to college. He was a loner, but he found this team, this group of eight other young men. What did that bond mean to him?
You know, he had spent so much of his time being self-sufficient and ferociously not trusting anybody. I mean, he'd learned about trusting, and trusting brings you pain. And he had sort of vowed that he was never going to trust anybody, not with his life, with his future again, until he got in with this group of guys. It was kind of like magic. He could trust them. And I asked him at one point, why did you keep coming back? Why go through all of that pain and exhaustion? And what he said, and I expected him to say, because the university would provide me a job. But that wasn't what he said. What he said was just, they needed me.
We cannot talk about all the amazing adventures, hardships, luck that your father experienced. You just have to read The Boys in the Boat to find out about that. But it centers around this amazing 1936 Olympic Games in Berlin. The UW men's crew got there against staggering odds of all types. The team won this come-from-behind victory. That story in itself is kind of amazing. From the outside, oh my gosh. From the inside, from your father's own life, what did this all mean to him?
You know, it wasn't so much, I don't think, the Olympic win. The important thing was anywhere that they went, anything that they did, that they not let the team down. Their main goal was to not be the person that gave in, which made them pretty much unbeatable. And I don't think anybody like the German crew would have understood that.
Judy Willman, you know this now.
I do.
Did your father talk about this while you were growing up?
Not really. You know, I got other stuff to do. I'm a grown-up kid. I'm a housewife with two kids. I have no time. I never asked those questions. It wasn't until he and I had time at my house during his last 3.5 years.
Where is that gold medal now?
It's down at the university, at the Conybeare Shell House.
Well, there's not just the gold medal. The Husky Clipper, the boat that the boys raced, hangs in the dining hall of Conybeare Shell House.
Right.
Your father's letter sweater
is
there.
Yes, his Letterman sweater.
Do you go back there?
Oh, yeah, I'm back there all the time.
What's that like for you to walk in?
I cannot walk under the Husky Clipper without... I'm going to cry when I say this, but... To walk under there and to see, it's upside down, so you can see the seats of all the guys, and you know who was in each of those seats. And you stop to think about where that shell has been and what those guys accomplished in that shell, and it just makes the hair stand up on the back of your neck. I can't go in there without that happening.
People who never knew your father except through Dan Brown's words respond the same way that you did, maybe not quite as emotionally, but it's an emotional story. Why do you think it's so powerful?
Well, in the first place, it's just a heck of a story. I mean, it's a heck of an underdog against the odds kind of a sports story. And it hits so many things like sacrificial companionship and longing for home and love and redemption and grief. And it is something that touches at what it is in us that makes us human.
Judy Willman is the daughter of Joe Rantz, one of the boys in that legendary boat. The Boys of 36 is the PBS documentary based on that story of the University of Washington rowing team.